21章。
We'll return to Luke 21. Luke 21
and
verse
28. 因为你们得赎的日子近。
But when these things begin to take place, straighten up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near.
我们知道主说了，一有这些事。
The Lord said, but when these things begin to take place, what kind of things? Of course, we have to read the context. So when we read these things, then we know when it actually happens. For example, verse
20.
But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then recognize that her desolation is near.
然后23节,
and verse 23.
Woe
to those who are pregnant, to those who are nursing babies in those days, for there will be great distress upon the land and wrath to this people. We know that this occurred in 70 AD. So it's 40 years after our Lord was crucified.
那么主称呼当耶路撒冷被围困这件事叫做大灾难。
So when Jerusalem was surrounded, it's considered the Great Tribulation.
所以可见我们的主讲的大灾难,
so when our Lord talked about the Great Tribulation,
有近期的应验,
there is a proximal fulfillment.
有远期的应验,
there's also a distal fulfillment.
因为整个圣经的预言是围绕在两个焦点,
because the whole prophecy surrounds two focal points.
主耶稣第一次来和主耶稣第二次来,
our Lord's first coming and his second coming.
所以靠近主耶稣第一次来有一次大灾难,
so close to his first coming, there is a Great Tribulation.
那就是耶路撒冷,
so that means Jerusalem is being surrounded.
那么同时呢，讲到主第二次回来的时候,
so when you talk about the Lord's second coming, then there's another Great Tribulation. That is the last tribulation. So that is a distal fulfillment. So now when we study the Bible, it should be clear. Because the prophecy has two focal points.
讲到大灾难,
when you speak about Great Tribulation, when you speak about the final point, time, in history there was one. So that is a shadow of the Great Tribulation. Because John learned a lesson there. When he wrote the book of Revelation, then he told us,
在主回来以前,
before the Lord's return,
我们要遇见这个灾难,
we will encounter this tribulation, but we can flee this tribulation. We're not waiting for the Antichrist. We're waiting for the Christ.
所以如果我们明白这一点,
if we understand this point,
你就知道说,约翰的启示录不是普通的预言。
So John's revelation is not a normal prophecy.
你看神让约翰经过了一段的日子。
So the Lord allowed John to go through a few days, and that is the Great Tribulation. And these, including John, the disciples, behold, I have already told these things before it happens. When that day comes, you who are in the city should come out of it. Thank the Lord. Many Christians did come out of the city. John came out. John's mother came out. As if they were raptured to Ephesus.
很可惜, 那些犹太人,
but it's a shame that those Jews, they rejected the word of the Lord. They were going to celebrate the feast.
他们说,
they said, this is the city of Jerusalem. This is the temple of Jehovah. This is Jehovah's temple. In Jeremiah, it repeated three times. They felt that God could not destroy the temple. So we want to go in and celebrate the feast. So the doors were open. John and Jesus' mother came out. So many Christians fled. Many Jews didn't imagine this is the last Passover. So 1.1 million died under the sword. So then 100,000 young people,
被落到罗马,
they were deported to Rome. And then built today the landmark. And that's the Colosseum. So the word of God is quite amazing. When you talk about these things, so you start from the things that is close to when the Lord first came, until the Lord comes back, until the last days, the last tribulation. So there are 3 points that we have to focus on. So these 3 points you can't find in the book of Daniel. Because our Lord is the anointed one. He is the greatest prophet. So all the prophecies are according to the explanation of this great prophet. So when we focus on this empty time, so you know Jerusalem will be trampled underfoot by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled.
So we know that 1967,
So 1967, those days were fulfilled. Jerusalem returned into the bosom of Israel. This is the first point. So when you see Jerusalem returning, when you see God doing a work of recovery in Israel, so when God uses the earthquake to bring back the dry bones, slowly it started to have sinews, it has started to have skin. In 1948, there is a political reality that came stood up. This is called the nation of Israel. But according to the prophecy of Ezekiel, it is a true realization, but it didn't have life. Only until the Holy Spirit was able to breathe upon it, when the whole house of Israel repents, then can it be a body full of life? So we know. So the restoration of the nation of Israel in 1948 is only political in nature. It's not spiritual. So we know. So God already started the work of recovery. So in 1967, Jerusalem returned to Israel. So very clear, brothers and sisters. So this is what the Lord spoke of, that tribulation close to His first coming. So when Jerusalem was restored, there will be signs and sun and moon and stars. So you're amazed. In the book of Revelation, let us look in Revelation chapter 6.
第六章第十二节。Chapter 6 and verse 12.
I looked when he broke the sixth seal, and there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth made of hair, and the whole moon became like blood. And the whole moon became like blood. You pay special attention. Revelation, you start from the first seal and you speak until the seventh seal. The first seal happened when the Lord just ascended into heaven. The seventh seal speaks of our Lord's return. So the sixth seal, right before the Lord's return, so there were certain signs that occur in the sky. One of them was the whole moon became like blood. This is not a regular lunar eclipse. It's not normal. Indeed, last year and this year, these 2 years we saw the blood becoming like moon, red like moon, blood. What's the most interesting? In 1967, after Jerusalem was restored to Israel, as they celebrated the Passover, they celebrated the Feast of Tabernacles, they saw the moon red like blood.
他们终于回来。
So they returned.
2000年。
For 2000 years.
犹太人的母亲告诉他们的孩子。
The Jewish mother would tell the children to pray for Jerusalem. And the hope is that next year will be in Jerusalem. As the bridegroom and the bride, they bless each other at the wedding. So next year in Jerusalem. In 1967, this year, finally they waited this year and they came. They not only returned, they returned to the Mount of Olives. They returned to the Temple Mount. They remember, didn't God say to them, every year, three times, you're going to celebrate the feast. One of them was Passover, and one of them was the Feast of the Tabernacles. So when the moon is full on the Passover and Feast of Tabernacles, in the hometown, when you're actually celebrating those feasts, your whole family is gathered there. It's true. You're there telling of the story of the Passover. And you're telling the story of the Feast of Tabernacles. So at 1 year, twice, the whole house of Israel gathers together. God said, this is wonderful. But God has a desire. What is his desire? So that people would actually be able to go to the Mount of Olives and Mount Moriah to celebrate the feast. If they're willing to come to Jerusalem, so the 12 tribes are like one man. He said, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Brothers and sisters, when they're celebrating the Passover and the Feast of Tabernacles, especially on the Temple Mount, especially on the Mount of Olives, let's everybody remember. So the moon that they saw was round. But all God's children all surround before the presence of God in the sense of God. In his feeling, there's nothing better than this gathering. Not only is man satisfied, but the heavens satisfied. So not only is man satisfied, but God is satisfied. Because God's ultimate purpose is fulfilled. So why do you talk about Jerusalem? Because Jerusalem speaks of the testimony of God. What is the great tribulation? Is that the testimony of God is in desolation. Man still celebrates the Passover, the Feast of the Tabernacles. They can also experience the gathering together. There's the presence of God. But the problem is this. God said, where are the rest of my children? Where are the rest of the children gathered together? Only when the children of God gather together, when God's heart is satisfied, said, this is my testimony. But it's a shame. The people of Israel fell. They were deported. Now they come back. When they came back, they returned to the Temple Mount. Returned to Mount Moriah. The moon is still round. But the full moon is just like blood. Brothers and sisters, there is the moon. As if there is a shadow that has cast upon the moon. The church should be filled with the glory of God. Whenever we cannot see that glory, then the moon is just like red, like blood. They did come back. So we have returned to Mount of Olives, we have returned to Jerusalem. We have seen the full moon. But the full moon is like blood. What does that mean? We return. So, but where is the temple? When can we sing how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity? So everybody should remember, whenever the heart of God cannot be satisfied, in the sensing of God, As if it's a great tribulation.
明白吗?
You understand?
所以这是靠近主耶稣钉十字架那个时候的大灾难。
So soon after the Lord was crucified, there was a great tribulation.
是主钉十字架有40年。
So 40 years after the Lord was crucified,
终有一个王的名来毁灭这个城和圣所。
So there is a people of a prince that came to destroy the temple.
从那里你看见大灾难就开始。
So from there, the great tribulation started.
感谢主,
Thank the Lord.
到了1967年。
In 1967,
终于他们回来。
So they finally returned.
所以这是第一个特点。
So this is the first special feature. But the second special feature, very clear. So then they will be signs in sun and moon and stars and dismay on the nations. Third point.
人想起将要临到世界的事就都吓得魂不附.
Men fainting for fear of the expectation of things which are coming upon the world.
在大灾难来以前,
Before the Great Tribulation,
你看见有一个恐怖的阴影笼罩着整个的人间.
So there is a shadow of terrorism casting upon all of mankind.
到了第六个号的时候,
When you come to the sixth trumpet,
就在幼发拉底河,
in the Euphrates,
也就是ISIS今天他们所盘踞的,
exactly where ISIS is today.
那个时候四个天使是被鬼附的要被释放。
So there will be four angels that are possessed that they are going to be set free.
然后他们讲好了。
Then they agreed.
他们计划好了。
They have planned.
在某年某月某日某时。
So one, a year, a certain month, a certain day, a certain hour.
要杀人类的三分之一。
They're going to kill a third of mankind.
那为什么三分之一?
Why a third of mankind?
如果三分之一倒下的话,
If a third of mankind dies,
三分之二是完全活在恐怖的阴影里。
Two-thirds completely live under the shadow of terrorism.
那是第六号。
So that's the sixth trumpet.
那是第七印里面的故事。
That's the story of the seventh sign.
So
the story of our Lord's return. So when we think about the things that are going to happen, so we'll be faint from fear. And when we go on the plane, we pray. You have to pray. So you don't know some crazy person put a bomb on it. You never thought, imagined it.
今天很自然的人一想到要临到世界的事,
so today, men faint from the fear of the expectation of things to happen.
吓得魂不附体,
and then they faint from the fear.
然后那时,
and then at that day,
他们要看着人子有能力有大荣耀,
they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory.
所以明白吗?
So you understand.
我们到底是迎接敌基督呢，还是迎接基督？
Are we here to wait for the Antichrist or the Christ?
在这里我们的主没有讲到后来的。
The Lord didn't talk about the latter tribulation.
他马太福音23章讲了。
Matthew 24, he talked about it.
但路加福音是讲到。
But Luke talks about him already returning. No matter what. So the tribulation soon after our Lord. Until the tribulation right before he comes again. Very clearly. There are three things. Clear? So now we understand. Who opened up the book of Revelation for
明白吗?
us? You understand that? So there is an audience called John. He's going to write the book of Revelation. So the Lord is going to show him what's going to happen in the future. So what did the Lord say? But when these things begin to take place, straighten up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. This redemption speaks about redemption of our bodies. Even though we believe in the Lord Jesus, we will age. Even though we believe in the Lord Jesus, so one day we will be lying in the tomb. So we wait for the Lord Jesus. We hope that He comes back soon. So one brother said, so they asked George Mueller for a picture. George Mueller said,
brother,
he said, you asked for this picture too early. So wait a few years, I'll give you an even better picture. So he's speaking about when the Lord comes back, when his body is redeemed, he will put on a body of resurrection. So brothers and sisters, remember, when the Lord returns, our bodies will be redeemed. So when these things happen, we can straighten up and lift up our heads. But the problem is this. When is our bodies going to be redeemed? When will the Lord return? Brothers and sisters, you remember? When John wrote the book of Revelation, when he wrote to the last chapter, he said, the Lord Jesus said himself, don't forget, the Lord through John said three times, behold, I come quickly. You see that? That's Daniel chapter 9. After 69 times 7 years, our Lord Jesus was crucified. The anointed one was cut off. And then he ascended to heaven. And then John saw it. The ascended Christ. He heard the Lord say, I come quickly. So brothers and sisters, if the Lord says, I come quickly, when does he come? 2,000 years later. The Lord has not returned. So does the Lord's word not count? But I just said, I'm coming quickly, but as she just said it casually? The Lord said this very accurately. The Lord said, I'm coming quickly, it means I'm coming quickly. So we heard it wrong. In the original Greek, when the Lord said, I come quickly, what does it mean? Once I start moving, then it will show up immediately. Do you understand that? These 2,000 years, the Lord can move at any point. So the bridegroom is ready. He's waiting to receive the bride. The problem is the bride ready? So I've participated in many weddings. I really have attended one where it started on time. So the bridegroom is always already ready. He's already moved. He's waiting in the front. So he's hoping that he can walk to the other side of the carpet. So the hope is that the bride would appear soon. But when he's about to walk this way, he received a call. So give me another half an hour. So I still need to put some makeup on. So the bridegroom is ready, but the bride is not ready. Another half an hour, or another hour, or another hour and a half. So you see, so the problem is this. So the bridegroom is already ready, so our Lord could come back. But the problem is this. Has the bride made herself ready? But the problem is this. Our Lord cannot wait forever. We have to ask. In the Bible, is there a prophecy to tell us that the Lord already started moving? You understand that? If the Lord moves, he will come immediately. So, so in verse 28 he says, but when these things begin to take place, straighten up and lift up your heads because your redemption is drawing near. How near is it? You have to see, when do I start moving? Whenever I start moving, then it will come immediately. You see that? So in order to tell us when he's going to move, he gave us a prophecy. So then the Lord sold the spoke the next phrase. You see that? Then he told them a parable. Behold, I'm coming quickly. But you have to know, have I started to move? Is there a Bible verse that tells us he's already started his journey? So behold the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they put forth leaves, you see it and know for yourself that summer is now near. Don't forget. Matthew 24, the Lord speaks even clearly. Said when the fig tree put forth its leaves, summer is near. So the Lord says this, it makes sense. Because a few days before, He met a fig tree. He couldn't find a fruit on it. And he cursed that fig tree. So then the fig tree withered from the roots up. So when the Lord speaks prophecy, sometimes he uses his action to do it. Sometimes he uses his word to speak it. You see that? This time he cursed that tree. The tree started to wither from the roots up. For what reason? Because the fig tree represents the nation of Israel in the Bible. So God's hope for Israel is that it would have fruit. But it only had leaves. Outwardly speaking, it looks really great. But our Lord couldn't be satisfied. The problem is this. Does our Lord only want to allow Israel to do what's outward and not inward? If the Lord loves Israel, want him inside and outside to be the same. If you do not bear fruit, people cannot see your leaves. People only see your branches. So the Lord cursed the fig tree. So what's the benefit of cursing it? So when you look at it from afar, there's only branches, no leaves. Inside and outside is the same thing. God loved Israel. He loves the church the same way. He doesn't want us to be Pharisees. You see that? Because of this, he wants our inside to be the same as our outside. It's no good looking, it's not good looking. It's not spiritual, it's not spiritual. I'm not acting for people to see. I'm not one way at home and one way in the meeting. On the Lord's Day, everybody puts their Sunday best on. They put on their best on Sundays. But let me ask, the story of Israel, God had great hopes for it. God hoped that a fig tree would put forth leaves and fruit, but he couldn't find fruit. So the Lord cursed that fig tree. So then fig tree started to wither. What does that mean? This tells us one day Israel is going to be destroyed. It's true. 70 AD, Jerusalem was destroyed. This is only the beginning. And 135 AD, and the whole nation of Israel went into history. Disappeared. Completely disappeared from this world. Isn't it amazing? Because the word of God is so accurate. But thank the Lord. What did the Lord say? When the fig tree put forth its leaves, what does it prove? It proves that this fig tree has put forth its leaves. What does this mean? That means one day, the nation of Israel will be restored. Will become stand up again. If you understand political history, so a nation after going into history for 500 years will never come back. Israel has already gone into history for more than 2,000 years. In 1948, May 14th, the whole world was amazed that the fig tree actually put forth its leaves. So you understand, brothers and sisters, this is a great miracle. It's never happened before. Because of this, don't forget, if you study the book of Matthew, what did the Lord say? Said the summer is near. So that the Son of Man is at the doors. That door is actually plural. That house is not a Western house. A Western house, when you open the door, you enter the living room. But in the Eastern house is not this way. You enter into a courtyard. It's the main gate. And then there's another inner courtyard. And then another gate. And then another door. Another door. So many doors. You see that? So I don't know.
我只知道说,
I know that the guest is already at the doors.
1948,
the Son of Man is already at the doors.
但你告诉我, 大门, 二门, 三门, 还是现在,
so you tell me if it's the first door, second door, third door, fourth door, I don't know.
但有一件事你知道,
but one thing I do know.
如果我的客人已经到大门, 二门, 三门, 或者四门,
so if he's already at the first, second, third, or fourth door,
他一进从家里已经动身了,
he must have already started his journey.
明白吗?
You see that?
但主的话说,
but the Lord said,
我一旦动身,
as I start, once I start my journey, I come immediately.
所以弟兄们,
so brothers and sisters,
1948年到今天,
1948 until now,
请大家记得,
people remember,
很清楚的,
be clear,
第一次当我们读预言的时候,
the first time we study prophecy,
我们猜想主大概已经动身了,
we see that the Lord has already started his journey.
就是马上来到,
so the Lord said for me to come immediately, I come immediately. But no one believes it.
大家就是到了现在已经67年过去了,
after 67 years, it's already passed.
好像大家都睡着了,
as if everybody's fallen asleep.
主的话明明说,
so the Lord clearly said,
等到无花果树怒发顿长叶的时候,
when the fig tree put forth its leaves,
人子就站在,
the Son of Man is at the doors.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
现在随时随地, 主就回来了,
anytime the Lord can come back,
他任何一个门口,
any door he can be at,
主已经动身了,
that means the Lord's already started his journey.
如果主动身的话,
if he started his journey,
他说他马上来, 你就是马上来,
so he said he will come immediately, he'll come immediately.
你说我们还是不相信,
you say we don't believe it.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
就要摇醒我,
the Lord's going to wake us up.
为什么去年跟今年四轮的血月,
so why last year and this year there are four blood moons?
不要忘记,
don't forget,
这个血月,
so this blood moon data is given to us by NASA. This is scientific data. But the problem is this. Even though it's a scientific phenomenon, that interpretation must be from the Bible. Just like the Lord Jesus came first. He wasn't there a star. Many people say, what is that star? Brothers and sisters, we don't know what star it is. Maybe this way, maybe that way. But one thing that's important, but if you just see the star, is not of no use. How you know it's his star? Thank the Lord. Only the Lord's word can interpret it. There will be a star from Jacob. It's only a star. This is only a heavenly phenomenon. But what does it say? But then there's a staff that comes out of Israel. So it must be a king of the Jews. So you see that? These magi, they did an experiment. It's a great experiment. They believe that the word of God is accurate. They believe that the creation of God is accurate. And then finally they found Messiah. They finally encountered Christ. So remember, understand, brothers and sisters, after Lord Jesus' first coming, now the Lord's going to return again. There is moon that's red like blood. This is data from NASA. But the interpretation, what is it? It must be the interpretation of the word of God. You see that? I think this is very, very important. Some people, when they study the Bible, he said, these will all occur before the end of the generation. So they feel that God's word must be fulfilled soon.
那么他说, 现在这个generation到底有多长?
So how long is the generation?
所以有的人说,
so some people say,
圣经里面讲的generation是40年。
So when the Bible talks about generation, the Bible is 40 years.
明白吗?
Mm-hmm.
那什么意思呢? 那就是说, 1948年已经在门口了,
that means in 1948 he's already at the doors.
再过40年,
after 40 days he should be in the living room.
明白不明白?
You see that?
所以这点很重要,
so this is very important.
如果1948年,
so if 1948 nation of Israel was restored, so when should the Lord Jesus come back?
1948
plus 40 years
in 1988.
So some people said, well, the Lord Jesus must return in 1988. And they actually published a book. So that was a bestseller. Everybody wanted to buy that book. What is the name of that book? So 88 reasons why the Lord Jesus returned in 1988. Some Some of you people like to play with numbers. So isn't it 2016 today? What does 2016? It means 666.
再加666,
plus 666.
再加666,
plus 666.
再加6,
plus 6.
再加6,
plus 6.
再加6,
plus 6.
你懂我的意思吗?
You see?
你回去试试看,
you try it.
666.
666.
加666,
plus 666.
再加666,
plus 666.
再加6,
plus 6.
再加6,
plus 6.
再加6,
plus 6.
那如果你要玩那个游戏,
if you want to play that game,
那么今年敌基督应该就要来了,
so the Antichrist should come this year.
是不是呢?
Isn't it true?
所以很多基督徒,
so many Christians,
他们读圣, 读圣经,
when they study the Bible and prophecy, they like to study these things.
他们能够预测,
they all want to be prophets,
但要小心,
but you have to be careful.
你如果先知没有做成,
so if you're not a successful prophet, you become a successful false prophet.
所以1988年就很多人相信1988年就会回来,
so many people thought the Lord Jesus would come back in 1988,
但1988年就会回来,
but 1988 it didn't happen.
所以你就知道,
so you know that
那个,所以你可以猜测,
you can guess.
但是问题,
the problem, are you really truly waiting for the Lord's return?
不过有一件事很有意思,
there's one thing that's interesting.
40年以后,
40 years later,
主是没有回来,
the Lord didn't come back.
但是1989年,
but in
1989,
48 years later is 1988. But I want to ask you, so what happened in 1989? If you study the Bible, very interesting. So in 1989, two great things happened. First, so the Berlin Wall came crumbling down. So this world was divided into two.
明白吗?
You understand?
一半是铁的, 一半是泥的,
half is iron, half is clay.
所以你到脚的部分, 一定一半是铁的, 一半是泥的,
so half is iron, half is clay.
所以这个世界是分开的,
so this world is divided. But amazingly, no one imagined that the Berlin Wall would fall. So the Berlin Wall separated the Eastern and Western Germany. And it separated the free world and the iron-clad world.
那道墙,
that wall,
it
represents that we're divided.
所以明白吗?
So you understand that?
那个时候光在纽约,
just in New York.
你知道,
how many nuclear warheads are pointed towards New York?
有好多的这个 warheads 对准, 对准这个
many warheads were pointed at Los Angeles. So many brothers and sisters are very nervous. New York can't live in New York. Can't live in Los Angeles. So they went to Australia. They feel that Australia is much safer. So then imagine that there was a huge hole in the ozone on top of Australia. And then radiation was struck there. People didn't have skin cancer, they got skin cancer in Australia. So then some people moved back. So let me ask, brothers and sisters, where is it safe in the world? Nowhere is it safe. So you understand, brothers and sisters? So it's very clear. You see, this world is divided. Okay, but it's very amazing. So that wall was destroyed. So there are many stories. I don't think we have time to talk about it. If we have time, we have to tell the stories. But this is one fact. The second thing that happened that changed the whole world. Why? In 1989,
WWW.
So the birth of the World Wide Web, WWW. Everybody can go to the internet. You understand that? So everybody has a smartphone. When did you have start to have the internet? So when did this world start to be like a village, like a one united world?
你看见吗?
You see that?
你明白吗?
You understand that?
如果敌基督来的话,
if the Antichrist comes,
他要统一全世界,
if he's going to unify the world,
我们要问说,
we have to ask,
他是怎么统一全世界?
How does he unify the world?
怎么两个见证人在那里为主寻道?
How can those two witnesses, as they are being martyred for the Lord,
全世界都看到了,
the whole world could see it?
我们知道这个礼拜, 这一次是去年的最后一个晚上,
so we know that the last night of last year,
我们看见杜拜所发生的事,
so we saw what happened in Dubai.
这一边你看见那个旅馆真的有火灾,
so on the one hand, the hotel was burning up in fire.
一边你看见全世界最高的有假的火灾那个烧,
and then you saw the other building that the fireworks are coming out of it.
一个代表喜剧, 一个代表悲剧,
one talks about happy, a comedy, one talks about a tragedy.
就这样的一部图画就送走了。
So this picture is sent away 2015. So brothers and sisters, so now you can know what kind of world is this world. So we have to be clear. Because of this, you see that? If the Antichrist is to come, it's very clear. High technology is more and more developed. You understand that? The high technology is more and more developed. So the Antichrist will use high technology. Before it was very democratic society. But the more democratic you are, everybody uses a passport. And everybody produces fake passports. So recently we understand. Some places just produce false passports. So at the time, how can you prove yourself? If you want to control man, you want to have to have a safe world, you have to lose some freedom. So on your body, no matter how
what,
so there's some marks
那个标志就照明说你就是那个人,
to prove that you are who you say you are.
那有他们有人告诉我们说,
so some people tell us.
到了有一天呢,
so one day,
你到银行领钱的时候,
so when you go to the bank to take money,
你只要把你的头在上面扫一扫,
so you just have to shake your head in front
哎,
of it.
他知道就是你这个人,
so it knows it's you.
你要多少人就给你多少钱,
however money, how much money they'll give it to you.
这个假不了的,
because it can't be fake.
这不可能做假的,
you can't, it's not a fake passport.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
你会想象得到,
you can imagine.
每一个人身上都有一个东西,
everybody has something on their body.
最后你要吃饭吗?
Do you want to eat?
你要买东西吗?
Do you want to buy things?
你看见吗? 这个时候你就知道说敌基督怎样会用经济来控制。
So you see how the Antichrist can control man through economy.
你说我要忠心的事。
Say, I want to be faithful to the Lord.
你说我不会背叛。
I will not rebel.
你说我不会拜偶像。
I will not worship the idol.
但是问题在这里,
the problem is this.
你肚子饿的时候,
so when you're hungry,
你买不到东西,
you cannot buy things.
你明明就不能买,
you know you can't buy it.
你明明知道如果你是但以理的,
so if you're Daniel,
那个东西都是偶像,
all those things are come from worshipped idols.
那问题在这里,
the problem is this.
如果你像江定一样,
if you're like Brother Kong,
他说我就绝食,
he said, I will fast.
你能绝食多久?
How long can you fast?
你最饿的时候吗?
The times you'll be hungry.
所以弟兄弟,
so brothers and sisters,
因着这个原因,
because of this,
所以当你读启示录的时候,
so when you study the book of Revelation,
你看见吗?有666这个数目,
so there's the number 666.
在你的额上,或者在你的手上,
on your head or on your right hand.
你只要有这个记号,
if you have this mark,
你就可以买东西,
then you can buy things. So at that time, there'll be no cash.
不要忘记,
don't forget. So this is all because of high technology.
所以明白吗,
so you understand, brothers and sisters.
自从1989年,
since 1989,
这个全世界变小,
the whole world has become smaller.
全世界变得像一个村子一样,
so now it's become a world village.
因着这个缘,
because of this,
虽然ISIS的人明明在叙利亚,
even though ISIS, they are in Syria,
在美国有人向他效忠,
so they're in the United States, people can declare allegiance to it.
你看见吗?
You see that?
这是完全2007年以后的故事,
so this is after 2007.
如果没有iPhone,
if there's no iPhone,
如果没有smartphone,
no smartphones,
那弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗? 怎么会有这些事情?
How can these things be?
谁会想到,
who would have imagined,
所谓的social media,
the social media
可以完全被利用,
can be used,
在许多时候,
in many places,
连这个情报的单位根本不知道是怎么一回事,
even the intelligence agencies have no idea.
你稀奇不稀奇?
Isn't it amazing?
今天明明在Brussels,
even in Brussels,
在同样一个区域里,
in the same area,
他们知道是所有的故事都发生在那个区域,
so all those stories happen in that area.
但到底每一家什么情, 他们,
but they have no idea what's going on in each of those homes. Isn't it amazing? A nation can come to a point. What they're doing, they don't know.
你看见吗?
You see that?
因为在高科技上,
because under high technology,
他会给你一些的保护,
they will protect you.
让你有完全的自由,
so you can be completely free.
所以现在做情报的更难了,
so now it's much more difficult to be intelligence. If you want to protect the nation, it's much harder. So when the people think about what are happening in the world, they will be fainting from fear. Everybody used to love to go to Israel, but now you can't go to Israel. Because not too long ago, and before a few days before Christmas,
Jaffa Gate,
it's a very famous tourist site, and they're all Christians there. But amazing, while you walk on the street, and then people will stab you. It's not who will stab you. Anybody could do it. So at this point,
你想想看,
you think about it.
你想到要世界所要临到的事,
so with the things that will come upon us,
你当然是吓得魂不附体,
that you will faint from fear.
所以请大家记得,
so everybody should remember,
主的话是非常清楚,
the word of the Lord is completely clear.
虽然 1948年加上40年主没有回来,
even though after 1940 plus 40 years the Lord didn't come back,
但主回来是很近,
but it's close to the Lord's return.
如果将来敌基督有他的世界, so, 有他的帝国的话,
so if the Antichrist is to have a nation for himself,
现在你看见说,
you see that
WWW 当然是他手中的旗帜,
of course the World Wide Web is one of the instruments in his hand.
我们告诉, 过去告诉年轻人,
we told young people in the past,
你马路上不要随便跟别人讲话,
so don't talk to anybody on the street.
别人给你糖, 你不要随便吃啊,
if people give you candy, don't eat it.
但是很稀奇,
but it's amazing.
很多人今天就用 social media,
so today, many people use social media
吸引年轻人,
to draw young people.
大家都希望做朋友,
so everybody wants to be
有朋友才可以,
friends. To have friends is a good thing.
所以大家都知道有叫所谓的Facebook,
so there's a Facebook.
什么叫Facebook呢?
What's Facebook?
Facebook就是非事不可。
It's a Chinese translation.
那非事不可的结果是什么呢?
What does it mean?
就是非死不可。 所以你看见今天在美国,
it only makes sense in Chinese.
他们真的在那里, 找这个, 要找问题的人,
so if there are people that want to do bad things,
我们有一个检察官的弟兄告诉我,
so there is a prosecutor that told us, a brother,
找, 现在他们办案的时候,
so when they are looking at cases,
他们第一个一定是找Facebook,
the first thing they do is they look up their Facebook profile.
明白吗?
You understand?
现在text很快就出去了,
so when you text someone, it's very quick.
但一出去你根本就收不回来,
when it goes out, you cannot retrieve it back.
不要忘记,
don't forget.
因为你只要用任何这些东西,
if you use any of these things,
你一定留下痕迹,
you will leave some kind of mark.
你到过什么地方,
where you've been,
你做过什么事,
what things have you done,
你说,
said it's impossible.
我把它毁坏了,
I've destroyed it.
我把它丢在湖里面,
I throw it in the river.
不要忘记,
don't forget.
你看见吗?
You see?
你懂的人, 会的人,
those who understand how to deal with it, they can still find the record. So brother says, I repeat, so many young people are free today,
但是我愿意说,
but I can say,
有更多的年轻人,
but more young people,
他们落在监牢的里面,
they are in jail. They've already left a mark. If your conscience is completely clear, Satan will not come and come after you. But brothers and sisters, so Satan uses your faith full of holes. He's going to receive your worship. Many young people now then this way leave the Lord. So brothers and sisters, this world is a terrible world. It's so fearful. We don't know how to help them. Because this world is not the same world that we used to live in. So this happened after 1989. Before that, there wasn't such a world. You understand? Before, if you wanted to be a Jew,
你要祷告的话,
if you want to pray,
你一定要坐飞机到耶路撒冷去,
you have to take a plane to Jerusalem.
你一定要到哭墙那里去哭墙,
you have to go to the wailing wall to weep.
但是问题在这里,
but the problem is this.
慢慢慢慢的,
Slowly, people say you don't have to do this. You can just need to fax. So you just put your prayer on the fax and send it. And then we'll print out the fax and someone will take it to the wailing wall and put it in the wall. We put it in the hole. So if you don't have if you're barren, you will have child now. But slowly, now it's even more improved. You don't have to fax now. You just pray. So then we'll do a FaceTime against the wailing wall. So you just have to wail. We'll just pray.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
明白吗?
You understand that?
非常很稀奇的一件事,
the amazing thing is this.
这个世界越来越进步,
this world is more and more improved.
的的确确你看见比从前更进步,
so it's much more improved than before.
而世界越来越缩小,
so the world is shrinking.
所以如果撒旦要利用这些东西,
so if Satan wants to use this,
他可以得着大量的年轻,
he can gain many young people.
而这些年轻,
and these young people,
完全着迷了,
and they're completely deceived.
不知美,
brothers and sisters, I am one who teaches at school. I know the thoughts of young people. So I just look at the lowered heads. So they cannot leave Wi-Fi. I ask a question. Do they have time to study? Don't talk about study the Bible. You see,
他们真的可以读书?
Can they really study? So if this person can still do well in school, this is quite amazing. The world today is very different. So there was a man named Steve Jobs. He's changed the world. So it's true. So living today in 1989 is very different.
所以弟兄,
so brothers and sisters,
等到你看见,
when you see
这些事情发生的时候,
when these things happen,
你不是有个很深的感觉,
don't you have a deep sensing?
主不是应该很快的就要回来,
shouldn't the Lord be returning soon?
所以我们知道,
so we know this.
一旦, 我一旦主动身,
once the Lord starts his journey, the Lord will show up immediately.
明白吗?
You understand?
但是稀奇的,
but the amazing thing is this.
当你读这一段圣经,
when he studied this portion of the scriptures, the Lord said even more.
在我说这一切,
before I say this,
有一件事不要忘记,
don't, one thing you shouldn't forget.
我们知道在1967年以色耶路撒冷回归的时候,
so in 1967, when Jerusalem returned to Israel,
连着两年,
for 2 years in a row,
四轮满月变红山,
there are four blood moons that occurred.
1948年,
in 1948,
5月14号,
May 14th,
以色列终于复国了,
so the nation of Israel was restored.
别的我们不知道,
we don't know anything else.
我们起码知道说, 以色列就派出了他们的官员到上海去,
so they sent officers to Shanghai.
他们就发了5000张的签证,
so they sent 5,000 visas.
所以很清楚, 最少有5000个犹太人从中国就回到了以色列,
so 5,000 Jews returned to Israel from China.
这就应验了 以赛亚书49章里面的话,
so this fulfilled what was spoken of Isaiah 49.
这些人从秦国来,
these people came back from Sinim.
有的人从北方来,
some came from the north.
有的人从西方来,
some came from the west.
但这些人从中国来,
these people came from China.
明白吗?
You understand?
现在以色列人经过2000年的漂流,
so after 2,000 years of wandering,
他们终于要回到他们的家乡,
they finally returned to their hometown.
他们漂流到全世界160个国家,
they wandered to 160 countries in the world. It was difficult for them to come back. If they come from New Zealand, they have to take a boat, and then take a flight, and then another bus. Finally, they can return home. So, brothers and sisters, isn't it amazing? In 1949, the second year after 1948, when they returned home, so they also celebrated the Passover, celebrated the Feast of Tabernacles, for 2 years in a row, but on the way back home, what did they see? So they saw four full moons. But the full moons are also blood moons.
明白吗?
You understand, brothers
and sisters?
Isn't it amazing?
当神带以色列人回来,
so when God led the people of Israel back,
一面给你看见是满,
on the one showing them it's a full moon,
一面给你看见美中不足,
on the other hand shows you it's not really complete. They did come back, but the heart of God is not satisfied.
他们是回到了橄榄山,
they did return to Mount of Olives. They did return to the Temple Mount. They are celebrating Passover. But where is the testimony of God?
所以弟兄弟,
so brothers and sisters, this is a very important matter. So you see very clearly, from 1949,
1950,
连着两年, for 2 years in a row, so four blood moons.
然后到了1967年,
and then in 1967,
连着两年,
for 2 years,
又是四轮的血液,
another four blood moons.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
去年跟今年,
last year and this year,
又是四年,
another four blood moons.
现在我们有,
so what we want to ask,
这难道是, 难道说是偶然的一件事吗?
So can this be coincidental?
并不偶然,
it's not coincidental.
它不只是发生在犹太人过节的时候,
not only did it happen during the Jewish feast,
在过去2000年里,
in the past 2000 years,
我们注意到一共有8次,
so there are 8 times that this four blood moons appear. Every time is four blood moons.
明白吗?
You understand?
刚才我们所看见的,
so the one we saw,
从1949年开始,
starting from 1949,
到现在,
until now,
有12轮的血液,
so there are 12 blood moons.
明白吗?
You understand that? From
1949
until
2015,
in 65 years,
有12轮的血液,
so there are 12 blood moons.
这是现在我们所看见,
so this is what we've seen.
当我们觉得我们靠近主要回来,
so as the Lord's return approaches,
当我们感觉得到好像大灾难要来到,
so as we felt like the great tribulation is coming,
你看见满月变红像,
so the moon will be full like blood.
所以现在我们要问,
so now we want to ask,
到底过,
so how many times has it occurred before this? We said 8 times. And did every time did it occur and had something to do with the history of Israel? So as we go back and look at the 32 blood moons, so can we then understand why are there 4 blood moons each time? Is it that the Holy Spirit is trying to say something to us? But before we want to understand it, first we want to ask a question. So how did the Lord arrange these 32 blood moons? You see that? So how did the Lord arrange this from an astronomical perspective? If it's only 1949, 1967, or 2014, you can say it's coincidental. You can say it's by chance. But if past 2,000 years, the 32 blood moons, every time it occurred on the Passover and the Feast of Tabernacles, and every time it had to do with the history of Israel,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在你就知道,
now you know that,
那不寻常的,
that it's not an unusual thing.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
32轮的血液终于完成了,
the 32 blood moons are completed.
因为2015年已经过去,
because 2015 has passed.
现在回过头去看,
so as we look back, especially last year and this year,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
可如果给我们回头亮光,
if the Lord gives us a light to look back,
我们回过头再来读出自己的话,
as we look back and we read the word of God,
我们能找到一些属灵的解释,
we can find some spiritual interpretation.
但最要紧的就是,
but the most important thing is this,
这是今年跟去年,
this is the last year and the year before.
最要紧在过去这几年,
the question is the previous year. How did God arrange these blood moons?
所以我想我们需要有一点很简单的,
so we have some simple review.
所以呢,我想我们现在需要这个叫
PowerPoint.
我们能不能灯稍微暗一点点, 大家看得清楚一下。
So you see the earth between the sun and the moon. So when is the earth between the sun and the moon?
所以地球呢,
So then the earth is blocking all the light from the sun. So if it casts its shadow on the moon, so before the moon was bright, but wherever the earth is between the sun and the moon, so the moon should be black, dark. But because of the atmosphere,
结果最后投影投在月亮上的, 我们知道说是红的,
and the physics cause it to show up as red.
所以明白吗?
You understand?
只要地球是在太阳跟月亮的中间,
so as long as Earth is in between the sun and the moon,
你就看见了满轮的血,
so you see the blood moon.
所以这就是我们所说的血月,
so this is what we talk about, the blood moon. It talks about the eclipse.
所以你看在树梢上,
so under that tree, you actually see a blood moon.
好,
so the next picture,
这张图呢, 给我们看见, 一共是32轮的血月, 32轮的血月, 我们在这里,
高一点,
我们在这里, 对, 我们在这里,
so we are there.
你看吧, 这是1949年的,
this is 1949,
这个是20, 这是1967年的,
this is 1967. So there are four blood moons.
还有呢,
so this is 2014-2015. So in the past 1,000 years, 2,000 years, there's 16 blood moons. It's very interesting. So you see the second 1,000 years. So it's this divided into two groups. So you see one grouping together. It occurred in 1493. And occurred at that time. Another 456 years. Then for 65 years, then the 12 bunched together. So there are 12 blood moons. So from 1949, after the Israel returned, the Lord already started his journey. Until now, we've seen the 12 blood moons. So 2050 has passed. So this has all passed. So next time, it's going to be about 500 years from now. So we want to ask, so in the 2,000 years past, how did the Lord arrange these blood moons? So 1,000 years is grouped together. This is the first cycle. That's the second cycle. So there's some very similar things that occur. It's all two groupings. So you have one grouping, and then you have one grouping. So it occurred 2 years in a row. And then 65 years is grouped together. And then another 65 years grouped together. So this is the story of 162 AD. 795 AD. 842 AD, 860 AD, 1493, 1949, 1967, 2014. I repeat, it's individual, and then a group, a cluster of 65 years, and then another group, and then another cluster of 65 years. So if you look back, we want to find interpretation for the Word of God. When you read Isaiah 49, you know that Israel was sent to all over the world. In 1948, the Lord gathered them back. So behold, some came back from China. Some came from the United States. Some came from Russia.
以赛亚书四十九章是很重要的一章。
So Isaiah 49 is very important.
告诉我们说以色列人漂流到全世界。
So tell us that the people of Israel they wandered through the whole world.
那么这个四堆呢？这整个加起来是四堆。
So it's actually four clusters.
刚好给我们看见以赛亚书里面所给我们看到的。
So it show us what Isaiah tells us.
到了一百六十二年的时候。
In 162 A.D.
以色列人终于被分散。
Israel was scattered.
然后到了。这一堆六十五年这一堆的时候
So this 65-year cluster
那就是从七百九十五年到八百六十年的时候
So from 795 to 860
你知道以色列人就被漂流到远方去
So Israel was scattered to the far parts of the earth
是北方的远方
Far north
明白吗
You see that?
所以最后他们从北方回来
So then finally they came back from the north
所以根据圣经和所有的考古学，他们的确是先被掳到北方去。
So they were deported to the north first.
他们先到了苏联那一带。
So they were deported to Russia.
他们受了很多的逼迫。
They were persecuted.
结果他们找到个避难所。
So they found a hiding place.
他们在里海跟黑海的中间。
So between the Caspian and the Black Sea.
在高加索的北边。
So northern part of the Caucasian mountains.
那么你就知道说，在那个地方有一个 kingdom， 有一个王国。
There's a kingdom there.
叫做 Khazar kingdom.
Called the kingdom of Khazar.
这个王国很重要。
So this kingdom was very important.
因为那个时候它可以平衡全世界的力量。
Because at that time it served as a balancing nation to the whole world. Eastern Roman Empire was Christian, Orthodox. So the Ottoman Empire was the Islamic Empire. So the Arabs, they on the one hand they had the Quran, on the other hand they had a sword. They wanted to go from the Middle East all the way to Europe. So who blocked them? It was the Khazar Empire that blocked them. So the whole world had three powers. They were all balanced. One is the Eastern Roman Empire. One is the Ottoman Empire. And one is the Khazar Empire. You understand that? They were completely balanced. So historians will tell us that. So in the second cluster, So something happened? Because the Jews were persecuted. They needed a home. Where is home? So everywhere they were persecuted. So at that time the Lord heard their prayer. At that time found a hiding place for them. What kind of hiding place is it? So that kingdom of Khazar, they declared that they wanted Judaism to be their national religion. So all the Jews went there. There they found a hiding place. You understand that? In the whole history, only in those 65 years, the Jews found a hiding place.
有一个国家,
There's a nation,
是犹太的国家,
is a Jewish nation,
不过他们是外邦人,
but they're Gentiles.
他们皈依了犹太教,
so they were conformed into Orthodox,
他们的祖先不是亚伯拉罕,
Jewish Orthodoxy. They're not the descendants of Abraham,
但是他们保护所有亚伯拉罕的祖先,
but they protected all of the descendants of Abraham.
所以明白吗?
So you understand that?
在那六十五年之内,
so those 65 years,
结果你看见有一个
So there is one hiding place. There is one nation. There is Jewish empire occurred at that time. At the same time. In this 65 years, from 1949 until today, the whole world knows. So the nation of Israel has been restored. They are the descendants of Abraham. So this nation of Israel have become the hiding place of the Jews. Isn't it amazing? This 65 years. This is also 65 years. the things happen in this cluster, similar to this cluster, and they are symmetrical. Isn't it amazing? Let me give you an example. In
860 AD,
the Eastern Roman Empire, the capital was Constantinople, or Istanbul. But that time, it's a very amazing. So from Sweden, there are a group called the Vikings. So they went from the Russian River all the way to the Caspian to the Black Sea. So now they became powerful. So the Vikings weren't called Vikings. They were called Rus. This was actually the start of Russia. So in 860 AD, about July time, they used 100 vessels. All vessels had 100 people. So 10,000 people attacked Constantinople. This is the first time. So the Russians had a war conflict with those in Constantinople. Historians will tell us Russia started from 860 AD. You understand that? And that conflict So it's a conflict between Russia and Constantinople. And later on, Ottoman Empire defeated the Eastern Roman Empire and received all the lands. So this is the Turkey of today. So the first time Turkey fought with Russia was in 860 AD. So it occurred in 860 AD. So they fought a war on the sea. Did you imagine? Last year, something else happened. Only 30 seconds, we were 30 seconds away from the Third World War. What is the reason? The Turkey struck down the Russian jet. They convinced NATO to rise up to deal with Russia. Remember? When Russia fought the Cold War with the U.S., so many times it was barely close to the Third World War. But nothing ever happened like this. This is the first time. So Turkey used NATO to provoke Russia. If they're not careful, brothers and sisters, remember, it could be the Third World War. Did you imagine? In 860 AD, that four blood moons, Russia was born. The first time Russia fought with Turkey, it was a fight on a naval war. Who would have imagined today, not a naval war, it's a war in the air. If you look back, all the things that happened, you think it's amazing. You look at what happened between 2014 and 2015, if we don't understand history, we think everything is coincidental. But nothing is coincidental. Isn't it amazing? These are corresponding to each other. And this is corresponding to that. This and that. 162 years. What happened in
162?
After 70 AD, wasn't there a great tribulation? So there was no temple left. There was no Jerusalem. So people started to leave. So people say, we can't leave. Because in the Old Testament, because after 70 years, the nation of Israel wandered and they came back. How do you know that the Lord will not bring us back.
他们说我们不能走。
Said we can't go back.
所以我们从七十年要再等七十年。
So we want to wait another 70 years.
到了一百四十年。
In 148
AD. 谁一定把我们带回来。
So the Lord must bring us back.
到了一百三十五。
After 135 AD.
他们越看越不像。
They saw it's very difficult.
所以他们就起来背叛。
So they started to rebel.
结果没有想到。
Didn't imagine.
罗马皇帝亲自来打他。
The Roman emperor came to fight them.
当初。主后七十年不过是一座城毁掉了。
70 AD was only but one city that was destroyed.
现在在整个犹太地900多个城就惨遭。
900 and plus cities were actually destroyed in 135.
从此以后
from that point on,
以色列人不能再回到他们。
Israel no longer could go back to their nation.
就正式的走入他们的历史。
So they walked into history.
那是一百四十年
，and 140 AD，
一百三十五年就亡国了。
But in 135, it already went.
那么你们说为什么要等到
？Went away.
为什么要等到一百六十
？But why 162 years? Why 162 AD? There's one important reason.
他们后来发现
，they later discovered
有一个帝国
，there is a kingdom.
有一个帝国可以跟罗马帝国抗衡的
，can fight with the Roman Empire.
那个帝国就是帕提亚王。
That's the Parthian kingdom.
那么那个王那是在幼发拉底河以东的。
That's east of Euphrates.
如果你和他做朋友的话
，If you're friends with them，
那么就可以一同来对付罗马。
Then you can deal with the Roman Empire.
所以有一天他们终于可以回到耶路撒冷。
So there's one time that they had a chance to go back to Jerusalem.
所以他们就和帕提亚王国就联合起来。
So they united with the Parthian Empire.
和他们连在一起。
And they were united with them.
他们就建造一个很美丽的一个世界。
And they built a wonderful world with them.
他们最后的目的是什么
？Their ultimate purpose.
他们要联手。回到耶路撒冷。
United, they were going to go back to Jerusalem.
如果这样的话
if they did this,
他们的梦就实现了。
Then their dream would be fulfilled.
但是没有想到。
But didn't imagine.
到了162年。
In 162 AD,
有一场战争。
There was a war.
就是罗马帝国跟帕提亚帝国中间的战争。
It was a war between the Roman Empire and the Parthian Empire.
那一次战争。
That war,
帕提亚帝国就打败了。
Parthian Empire was defeated.
所以犹太人的梦终于破碎。
So the Jewish dream was crushed.
现在他们服下来了。
Now they yielded.
他们愿意被分散到全世界。
So they're willing to be sent to all over the world.
就在他们被分散。
When they were sent to all the world,
他们看见四轮的满月，也看见四轮的雪。
So they saw four blood moons.
这是第一次。
This is the first time.
162年。
162 AD.
他们终于被分散。
They were scattered.
好了，到了1493年的时候
In 1493,
another
four blood moons.
这什么意思？
What does it mean?
因为那个时候犹太人已经被掳到西方的几处。
So, Israel was already deported to the far west.
那么大家要记得
So, we should remember.
罗马帝国最西边的境界就是西班牙。
So the westernmost part of the Roman Empire is Spain. Because if you keep on going, if you keep on going west, is the Pacific.
再往西就是大西洋嘛。
So the west is the Atlantic.
所以在那个时候，哥伦布还没有发现新大陆以前。
So before Columbus discovered America,
就已经到了世界的尽头。
So you come to the end of the world.
所以在所有犹太人的感觉里面。
So in the sensing of all the Israel people, Jews,
他们到了西班牙。
When they come to Spain,
就到了世界的尽头。
They've come to the end of the world.
他们绝对不会再漂流。
They think they cannot wander even further.
所以他们帮助西班牙人就建造了一个。理想的世界，黄金的世界。
So they helped the Spain build a glorious world.
有三百年的黄金的世界。
So there are 300 years.
所以那三百年。
What 300 years?
是个辉煌的三百。
It's a glorious 300 years.
好了，经过那三百年以后。
After those 300 years.
他们觉得现在我们可以把这个当作家了。
So they thought, well, now we can make this our home.
没有想到在1492年的时候。
Unbeknownst to them, in 1492.
那个时候。罗马就叫这个政府当局发一个命令。
So then the Roman government sent a command.
你要么就相信罗马天主教。
You either believe the Roman Catholicism.
否则你什么都不可以带，就要离开这个。
Otherwise, you have to leave the country.
明白吗
？You understand that?
就在那一年。
In that year, the second year.
就在那1492年。
In 1492.
我们看见他们就被西班牙赶走了。
They were cast away by Spain.
那一年。
That was also the year that Columbus discovered America.
犹太人才知道说,
then Jews knew
他们并没有漂流到西方的基础,
they haven't come to the end of the world.
还有一个地方叫纽约,
there's another place called New York.
还有一个地方叫巴西,
there's another place called Brazil.
他们最后终于
They kept on wandering to the west.
那两年,
those 2 years,
当他们在路上,
when they were on their way,
当他们庆祝逾越节跟祝棚节,
when they're celebrating the Passover and the Feast of Tabernacles,
四轮满月,
another four blood moons.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
当你回过头来看这些,
when you look back and look at these things,
你觉得稀奇,
you feel it's amazing.
这些难道是偶然的一件事,
are these coincidental?
没有,
no, not at all.
The
important thing is this.
去年跟今年,
last year and this year,
到底发生了什么事?
What things happened?
我们现在可以不看这个,
we can stop the PowerPoint. So now we return to Luke 21.
主说你们看无花果树,
the Lord said, behold a fig tree
和各样的树,
and all the trees.
很稀奇,
it's amazing.
这各样的树在这个马太福音根本没有提出,
so Matthew doesn't talk about it.
因为马太主要是对犹太人讲,
because Matthew is focused on the Jews.
所以讲起无花果就可以了,
so you just talk about the fig tree is enough.
但是很稀奇,
but it's amazing.
到了21章,
when you come to chapter 21,
当我们的主说, 有这些事,
when the Lord says, behold, when these things happen,
他一面解释, 他什么时候动身,
on the one hand, he talks about when he starts his journey.
但另一面给我们看见,
but on the other hand,
1948
Israel was restored.
但神的目的是什么?
But what is God's purpose?
希望他们能够悔改,
is that they could repent.
他们当初说, 定他是, 要定他是,
they said, crucify him, crucify him.
所以主把他们带回来,
so the Lord brought them back,
希望他们能够悔改,
was hoping that they would repent.
但是到今天为止,
but until today,
他们是越走越远, 越走越远,
they're walking further and further away.
他们非常骄傲,
they're very proud.
虽然联合国没有朋友,
even though United Nations, they have no friends, but they have a friend in Washington.
所以明白吗?
So you understand that?
因为这个缘故,
because of this, now you see, the purpose of God was not finished.
因为这个缘故,
because of this,
所以去年跟今年的,
so last year and this year's four blood moons. So what the last year and this year remind us of? So the fig tree would put forth its leaves, but all the trees would put forth its leaves. What does it mean? In the Bible, so God used some ancient nations to discipline Israel. For example, Israel worship idols. So they were deported to Babylon. After they came back, they never dared worship idols again. God healed their disease. You understand? Why is there the Babylonian Empire? Why is there a Persian Empire? Why is there a Greek Empire? Why is there a Roman Empire? Because God wants to discipline them. So God used these to nations to corner them. In the Old Testament, they did repent. But the problem is this. Now it's very clear. The Lord wants to tell us, why is there a great tribulation? What is the purpose of a great tribulation? So here the problem is this. Not only will the fig tree come back, all the other trees will restore. So some of the ancient empires will come back. So China said it right. One slap is not loud enough. You need two hands to make a clap. So if only 1948, only Israel was restored, this world is peaceful. But because Israel is not willing to repent, so God is hoping that Israel will repent. So God raised other trees. Isn't it amazing? These trees already gone into history. But now they've resurrected. Just like Israel being restored. If Israel is restored, they will also be restored. Why will they be restored? God is going to use them to discipline Israel. After when he disciplined Israel, this has become the suffering of the house of Jacob. As they suffer, because the whole world is impacted, so it became a global tribulation. You see that, brothers and sisters? If only the fig tree put forth its leaves, there is no great tribulation. Why is there tribulation? Because Israel is not willing to repent. They still depend on great brother America, guns and powder, using Washington as their friend. So isn't it very clear? So now you start to understand. Last year, you remember? There's a war between Israel and Gaza. It's not Israel and Palestine. It's interesting. Only the those on the Gaza Strip, they started a war with them. If you want to focus on that war, it reminds you of the story. It's how Israel fought with the Philistines. Now you understand. So Philistines are used to be to discipline Israel. So if their spiritual situation is good, then the Philistines would go back to Egypt. But if their condition was not good, so they became the thorn on their side. You see that? Thorn the side means it's very close to you. Gaza Strip is very close to Tel Aviv. It's very close to Ashkelon. So this is the thorn on the side. So last year shows us some wars in 51 days to show us why so many things happen. Why? It's very clear. So the Philistines are going to be a thorn in the side.
It
proves Israel has not repented. You see that? So you see the condition between Israel and the Philistines. When Israel was normal, you see, David had five stones in his hand. And Goliath had the full armor. Now it's completely opposite. The fully armored ones are Israel. Those Israel is just like Goliath. Those who take the stones to throw at Israel are the Palestinian kids. So have they exchanged roles? If the Lord is going to bring them back, they must return to their own inheritance. The best land is from Judea to Samaria. That's the land flowing with milk and honey. But where is it? There is in the hands of the Palestinians. When they established that nation, this is the West Bank. So where are the Israel squeezed to? So they have to go to next to the sea. To Tel Aviv all the way to Haifa. So they are on the plain in the near the ocean. But at the time, when Israel was normal, they were on the mountains. The Philistines were on the seashore. Now it's completely opposite. It's true. So God remembers them, brought them back. Doesn't mean that they have repented. So you understand? If you see, if my child at home, before he couldn't come to my living room, you know that they did something wrong. But now that they've come to my living room, but they cannot turn on the TV, you know that they're not completely repented. But one day, when they repented, my home is their home. My TV is their TV. So brothers and sisters, understand that. Many people don't understand Israel. You see that? Lord is waiting for them to repent. They're still not repenting. What do they do? So the ancient nations are now starting to rise. So last year and this year, so there are certain conditions that are more and more clear. So let us return to the Bible. If the fig tree represents the nation of Israel being restored, then all the trees, so it must speak of ancient nations also rising. We want to ask, in the Bible, is there an empire that's represented by a tree? And it's just like a fig tree. And then they were withered from the roots up. And this empire then was chopped off. But then the Lord said, keep this trunk. If you read Daniel chapter 4, it's very clear. There's a great tree, just like the fig tree, but much bigger. The Lord said, cut it down. What does it mean? So Babylon will walk into history. But keep the stump. Keep the stump. What does it mean? One day it's going to be restored. But the Bible says it must go through seven periods. What does seven periods mean? If you look back, it's very interesting. Very interesting. So from the first time that Babylon went into history, that is the war between Babylon and Persia. Babylon is today's Iraq. Persia is today's Iran. So that's the first two wars of the two I countries. That's the earliest war. After 2,520 years, after seven periods of time, in 1981, Iraq started to rise in power. Isn't it amazing? So there were two Persian Gulf Wars. We saw it before our very eyes. The power of Babylon has risen again. 2,520 years later. But we say, is it coincidental? So let's do another calculation. So the nation of Israel returned Israel twice. They came home twice. The first time was 536 BC. They returned to their own home. The second time they came home, in 1948, they came back. You count how many years are between the two. Amazingly, 2,520 years. But it's not 2,520 solar years. It's 2,520 biblical years. Every year is 360 days. So after 2,000 years is about half a century apart. It's truly indeed this way. So ever since the fig tree put forth its leaves. After half a century. So 2,520 years, Israel's returned. So then the fig tree put forth its leaves. And then 2,520 solar years. Almost half a century. Around the 1990s. The power of Babylon has come back. What we see is Saddam Hussein. What we see, two Persian Gulf Wars. But not only that, before we didn't see very far. Last year when we were focusing on the World Cup, we didn't imagine very quickly someone took the second largest city of Iraq of Mosul. These people are Al Qaeda. So they're the Al Qaeda in Iraq. But they're more Al Qaeda than Al Qaeda. More Bin Laden than Bin Laden. Bin Laden never had a piece of land. So they gained a land that is as big as England. So last year and this year, this is what happened.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters, it's amazing.
你看见说,
you see that?
不只是无花果树发言,
not only did the fig tree put forth its
leaves,
all the trees put forth its
leaves.
So it's a very clear.
ISIS,
so the ISIS that we see today,
严格说来,
strictly
speaking,
Strictly speaking, is Babylonian power rising up again. Especially think about the sixth trumpet. It's around the Euphrates. You see that? So the four angels are set free. That's the time of the Antichrist. The day has not come yet. But it's very close to it. All the stories that happen tells us the day of the Lord's return is soon. So brothers and sisters, if the Lord raises ISIS, if it's to discipline Israel, at the same time, the whole world will suffer. Not only deal with Israel, also deals with Christians. So there are 21 Egyptian Christians that were beheaded. When you read Revelation chapter 20, those who are reigning with Christ, those who are in the tribulation, they were beheaded for the Lord's sake. We didn't understand what beheading means. Now we can see on TV. We can see that picture. So brothers and sisters, when these things happen, of course, it's a suffering of the house of Jacob. But don't forget, for the whole world, this is a global tribulation. So what does the Bible say? Verse 34. Be on guard. So that your hearts will not be weighted down with dissipation and drunkenness. And the worries of life. And that day will not come on you suddenly like a trap. For it will come upon all those who dwell on the face of all the earth. Those who dwell on the face of all the earth. They're rooted in the earth. Those who love the world. On the one hand, it's suffering the house of Jacob. Why? Because Israel is not willing to repent. So the Lord God is going to corner them. They have to repent. Today was the most tragic year for them. Since they have been established, restored, they never have been so tragic of a Passover and Feast of Tabernacles. Because right before the Passover, right before the Feast of Tabernacles, they knew they will lose a friend in Washington. Why? Because it's going to have a treaty with Iran. Amazing, isn't it? The Supreme Ayatollah, what did he say? 25 years later, you won't see Israel less again. There will not be Israel again in 25 years. Isn't it amazing, brothers and sisters? So strictly speaking, Israel has already been restored. If it just restored 20 years, so if it says I'm fighting for my life, that's okay. But it's 67 years. It's talking about survival. You understand? In Purim, Netanyahu came to the United States. He's going to tell a story. If you understand the story of Esther, Haman, how he was a part of Persian Empire, wants to destroy Israel. So the descendants of Haman, or the Iranians, they want to use a nuclear power. So for Israel, this is the most terrible thing. In the beginning, they thought that they had a friend in the U.S. At least the Congress is on his side. But the result was, These two feasts, when the news came to their ears, they thought they had friends in Washington, but it's very clear. These things that happened these 2 years, what is that result? So Netanyahu said, when needed, we'll independently stand up. It will not independently stand up. Unless they return to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
谁会想到,
who would have imagined? So the last two blood moons of the 32
告诉我们,
to tell us,
以色列人有朋友,
people of Israel, they have friends, but it's as if they didn't have friends. Maybe it's the most loneliest year for Israel.
为什么?
Why? The Lord would let that they would repent.
所以明白吗?
So you understand that?
现在回过的就看过去两年所发生的,
so you look back at the 2 years of things that happened. Not one thing was coincidental. Not only the fig tree put forth its leaves, all the trees put forth its leaves. Put forth its leaves. Because of this, through them, to discipline his people. I think tonight we can only share this much. Tomorrow morning we'll continue. Let us bow with a word of prayer. Dear Lord, we commit these words into your hands. May your Holy Spirit continue to speak. May you keep these words. Do not allow the enemy to take away. These words will remind us to be ones that truly wait for your return. But because you'll return, our lives will be different. Lord, we're willing for you to come back. Hear our prayer before you. In Jesus' victorious name.
Amen.
Amen.